It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Tax season is underway in Wisconsin and around the country. That means millions of people will be filling out their tax returns for the state and federal governments over the next few months.
And this year marks the first year that many Wisconsin filers are eligible for the IRS free direct file online system.
What do Wisconsin taxpayers need to know this year? David Casey is Secretary Designee of the State Department of Revenue. Secretary Casey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey there. My pleasure.
What changes, if any, should filers be aware of this tax season?
Well, we've got a few exciting changes this year. First of all, we have the Child and Dependent Care Credit expansion. So last spring, Governor Evers signed into law legislation that expands the state's Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit from 50% to 100% of the federal credit. This is going to help, you know, families grappling with child care expenses significantly. Just for a reference point, it can provide a credit that ranges between $2,000 and $3,500 for a family with one dependent and $4,000 to $7,000 credit for two or more dependents. So a big change there that should help help families this year.
What do people who are eligible for that need to do to make sure they get that credit, especially if it's something different than they've seen in past year's filings?
Actually, not a whole lot. What they'll see on their return, they'll just be able to get the credit changed from 50% to 100%. So if they're used to filling out that credit on their tax form, do the same thing this year, and they'll get the 100% rather than the 50%. We do have a couple other just changes that I think are going to be big and positive as well. And one of those is the organ donor registration option. So this year also, you can, on your tax return, opt into the organ donor registration through the Wisconsin Donor Registry. So that's pretty exciting as well.
And you said there were a couple other changes, organ donor, and what's another new thing on the agenda?
Well, the big thing that I'm super excited about, and that's the direct file. Mm-hmm. So just a little bit of background. This year, we are partnering with the IRS on the direct file program. And what this is a safe and secure and free way to file your tax return directly with the IRS and with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. This is open to this year some filers that are basically wage earners with minimal interest income. So the majority of our filers, we have about 830,000 taxpayers in Wisconsin that are going to be eligible for direct file. Super simple, it's secure, and it's really easy to do. Give you a little background. The way you do it, you can go out to directfile.irs.gov, and you can check to see if you are eligible to file. They take you through a series of questions asking you, you know, what your income is and if you have any special considerations that might be outside of the scope of direct file. Most people will go through it nice and easily. Once you get through the eligibility, you can sign up for their website, which is you go through ID.me and you authenticate yourself. So that's the security part, authenticates your identification. Once in there, you can file your federal tax return. It's amazing. It pulls in your W-2 data, your demographic data, calculates all of your credits that you take, and you basically hit a button. It's similar to using some of the third-party software that's on the market right now. So you file that. Once you're done filing the IRS 1040, takes about 20 minutes. When you hit submit, it takes you over to the Wisconsin Department of Revenue's site, and we call it WizTax. And at WizTax, we pull in all of that federal data. So it pre-populates your return, has your adjusted gross income, any of the credits that you took, your W-2 information, all nice and simple. It's all there. And then we prompt you with a series of questions. We ask you what credits you would like to take. And then when you are done with that, you hit submit and your return is filed. That process takes less than 10 minutes on the Wisconsin side. So end to end, 30 minutes to file your tax return directly with the tax agencies, and it's free and secure.
And just to clarify, people reading the news may have seen on Monday Elon Musk in his position with the Trump administration responded to a sort of conspiracy theory post about direct file, saying that the agency, the computer team that had done that filing system was, quote, deleted. No explanation beyond that. Some people came away thinking, oh, wait, does that mean direct file isn't happening? Let's be really clear. Direct file, at least this year, is happening, right?
It is definitely happening, and we have a commitment from the federal treasurer that it will stay open for this year. I also want to address there were some concerns about the security of the data, mm-hmm. because that same individual has been getting into the Treasury financial system. I'm going to tell you, the Wisconsin Department of Revenue and the IRS systems are extremely secure. We have go beyond, above and beyond what most private organizations do to secure your data and make sure that it stays private and safe. And that's both with the IRS and the Wisconsin Department of Revenue.
Talking to David Casey, Secretary Designee of the State Department of Revenue, as we turn tax season up to a higher notch. Now, Secretary Casey, if people had gone to the IRS site in years past, they couldn't file directly with the IRS, but there were options, many mm-hmm. of them free, some with a charge to go to third-party preparers. Are those options still out there, maybe especially for people who wouldn't be eligible for that direct file?
Absolutely. What direct file is it's an additional option, but you still can go to your accountant, your local accountant. You can use a third-party software program. Some of those do offer the free file program as well. And we still have our VITA sites, which are for their volunteer sites to assist people with preparing their tax returns. So those are all out there. What is nice about the direct file is that it is one, again, it's for about 830,000 Wisconsinites are eligible, but it's nice and simple and free. And, you know, we can't get anything better than that. Some of the others take a lot more effort, but direct file is nice and easy. I also want to point out one thing with direct file that I think is particularly beneficial to Wisconsin taxpayers. And that is that we make sure that the credits you are eligible for are offered to you. So when you go to the Wisconsin Direct File site and we have that information, if you are eligible for a child care and dependent care tax credit, or if you're eligible for the earned income tax credit, we push those out to you. We have found that often taxpayers fail to take those credits. They don't know they're eligible. But with Direct File, we're making sure that people who are eligible for the credits see them and can take them. So we hope this will help taxpayers as well.
Now, unfortunately, anytime money is changing hands, scams come along. The IRS keeps a list of a dirty dozen of common forms of tax scams. What kind of things do you have your eye on at the state level to help taxpayers avoid falling prey to any scams out there?
I mean, most of the scams that we see are identity fraud scams. So, I mean, just some basic advice that we give. Anytime that you're asked for your ID, any kind of bank account information or identification via a text or an email, don't click, don't respond to it. We have a saying here at the Department of Revenue, hover to discover, hover over those sites to see where they lead you to. It's better to directly contact your financial institutions rather than clicking on an email or a text message. That's just the safe way that we take here.
And I know at least last year there were scams targeting seniors, as I understand it, where you get a phone call from someone who says they are an IRS agent and you got to clear things up real quick by sending money. That's not going to happen from a real IRS agent, right?
Never, never. We have heard that one. It's targeting elderly or retired individuals and asking them to essentially move funds out of their retirement accounts. And once they do that, the fraudsters track that action and then can grab the money. So the IRS, the Department of Revenue, we will not ask you to do that ever.
Wanted to ask about workflow. Are things in high gear at the Department of Revenue right now for tax season, or are we slackers in Wisconsin and you really get busy come April?
Well, we're this is the exciting part of the year for us. So we're off and running. We already have 350,000 tax returns in the door in the last week. We expect to get 3.1 million over the course of the next 2 months. So 350 is a good start. And you will see the slackers. We see a few hundred thousand coming in the last day or two. But for the most part, the Wisconsinites are responsible and get their taxes done ahead of time. And they want their refunds.
If people run into a hiccup or they're uncertain about something, are there resources out there where they can reach out and get a question answered?
Absolutely. I mean, the first place to go is our website. We have tons of information out there. It's revenue.wi.gov. And once there, you can click on the individual link, and that'll take you to all the information about filing your individual tax return. There you also find ways to reach our call center. You can do that either through a phone number, or we also have a chat function as well. So we offer those basically to answer all of your questions. Hopefully with some of the resources we have, and I know with Direct File, it's super user-friendly, and you may not need to call us to get more information.
Now, you returned to the State Department of Revenue appointed by Governor Evers last year. What are some of your priorities in just our last minute while leading the Department of Revenue?
Well, customer service is always a priority. I like to say if you've got to talk to the tax department, you better make it simple and easy and clear, because a lot of people, when they call the Department of Revenue, they're just anxious and nervous about some issue that they have. So any way that we can make it simpler, that's a priority. And Direct File is one way we do that. We also have, for our business taxpayers, we have what we call My Tax Account. So all of our businesses can file directly online as well. So again, any way we can make it better for Wisconsinites and make that interaction easier, one stop, and simpler, that's our number one priority.
Secretary Casey, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's David Casey, Secretary Designee of Wisconsin's Department of Revenue. We've been talking about the tax season underway and what filers should be aware of. If you've already filed, if you've tried that new option in Wisconsin, that Direct File, love to hear about your experiences with it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Do not, please, include any account information or other identity theft material. We don't want it.